RadioMD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When we are physically, emotionally, or mentally ill, we look to get better and to be healed as quickly as possible. And while we often look outside to sources or professionals to heal, we also have enormous potential within ourselves to heal and may not know how to tap into that. My guest today, Dr. Diane Haspel-Johnson, has a deep relationship with healing. Diane is here to share her personal story of growing up in a house of healers and how that helped her learn the language of healing and shape her professional path. She's also going to talk to us about what healing really is and how setting intentions is essential to fully healing. Diane will share also her experience with Reiki, which is a healing technique based on the principle that the therapist can channel energy into the patient by means of touch to activate the natural healing processes of the patient's body and restore physical and emotional well-being. Dr. Diane Haspel-Johnson, welcome to the show. I'm so thrilled to have you here with us.
Thanks, Erica. It's great to be here.
Yeah, there is so much that, you know, you have so much knowledge in so many different areas of healing. If we could start with how healing was presented in your household, I think that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I was really blessed in the family department as far as healing goes, because I came from a house of really holistic healers. My, sort of Eastern and Western in a way. My mom is a licensed psychologist who was trained by Masters and Johnson as a sex therapist. And was also trained as a hypnotherapist and is certified in communication techniques. And her name is Eleanor Haspel-Portner. And my biological father, Larry Haspel, is a cardiologist who was actually honored about 5 years ago as being one of the 8 greatest living pioneers in osteopathic medicine.
Wow.
And who ran
amazing
hospitals. Yeah. And my stepfather, who I worked with actually for part-time for about 20 years, is a holistic internist, allergist, immunologist, MD. And he came into my life when I was 9, and he had sort of done this very Western medicine, developed actually one of the still standards of practice for working with asthma. And then he kind of changed and started really meditating and doing sort of more alternative Eastern and Western treatments. And this is who I grew up with, and it gave me a real framework of thinking about things and healing in a very grounded way, but also in a mind-body-spirit way.
I mean, this is it's extraordinary. It really is, because, I mean, you are very blessed to have all of these different people and energies around you presenting to you different ways to look at what healing is, what healing the body is, the mind is, to be emotionally responsible, and also probably how to get through a lot of life's challenges. It's probably helped you a lot.
Oh, yeah, it made an enormous difference. You know, I remember being a little kid in Chicago and going to my dad's hospitals. And then also at the same time, when I was 7, I had 2 sort of profound trainings, really, as a healer, which is that my mom got me trained in transcendental meditation and then also in Reiki, as you mentioned before. And, I remember being just this little kid, and it was like before anybody really knew what Reiki was, and meditation was not sort of like that, mainstream as it is today, certainly on sort of at least the coasts and certain of the big cities. But what it really taught me was how to sort of go inside of myself and that I had the resources inside of myself. I think you talk about this a lot in your work and certainly in your book, Rewired. But it's really about accessing something that we have inside of ourselves. And you know, for example, with Reiki, you know, you mentioned Reiki earlier.
Yes, if you could explain.
Yeah, and Reiki is a Japanese healing technique, and it's really, it's an energy technique. And the person gets attuned, and you're kind of a bystander for the energy. You're a conduit. So the energy supposedly goes in through the crown, the top of your head, and out through your hands, and it spreads, you know, sort of like healing energy, and you don't have to think about it, you know, and it's just sort of this out there concept, but, you know, the breath kind of does it. It moves through us, right, but not of us. And yes. meditation is really about that also. And what I found when I was a little kid, and I really didn't know so much what I was even doing, but I knew that after I had these Reiki attunements, you know, I would feel better. When I did Reiki on right. myself, if I was upset about something, it calmed me. If I had a little cut and I put my hand on it, it was healing and the cut seemed to heal faster. And what it really taught me is that we have these resources that we don't necessarily know that we have. Right. And we can set an intention. You know, I could put my hand on where that you know, cut was and set my intention that healing was going to take place. And it was moving through me, and it didn't take a lot of my energy. And what I realized later when I started working with patients, and I really sort of learned a lot of this, you know, I said I worked with my stepfather, Marvin Portner, and for about 20 years. And one of the things that I really learned in working with him was how he listened to the people that he was, that came to him from, you know, medical treatment. And it was almost as though he was sort of really listening and channeling that and channeling his own knowledge to be able to facilitate healing as opposed to, that, you know, doing something for someone.
Right.
It was really about listening and using that information and channeling it within his own knowledge to affect a beneficial change. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I mean, I've talked to people before where I just by talking to them and having them listen and you could feel their presence when they're truly present, and you could really feel their empathy or their compassion. And it is healing just by them, you know, being there. So I absolutely totally understand that. And so for people listening right now, how does one begin to heal themselves? If someone's in pain out there, you know, because we're talking about that we can heal ourselves, that we have to get the capability if we learn how to tap into that. If someone's going through a tough time or they're dealing with emotional issues or a breakup or lost their job or dealing with an illness, how could one begin to kind of soothe themselves?
Yeah, you know, I think we've all gone through these really tough times where we just feel like we don't know how we're ever going to be happy again. We don't know how we're going to get out. We don't know how we're going to solve like what seems to be an insurmountable problem or series of problems where everything happens at once. And I think, you know, for me, when I've gone through those times, one of the things that I've done is to really set the intention of that I would like to find a way to feel like I've gained more than I've lost. Like I've really learned something that's made me stronger, that's taught me something so that even this difficult challenge doesn't just seem like it's a terrible thing. You know, and having gone through a lot of health issues on my own, chronic health issues, and using hypnosis to transform that and a lot of different modalities, you know, medical, mind, body, spirit, I think setting the intention of saying, I would like to feel like I've gained more than I've lost, even setting that intention, I think it changes the framework for how we're approaching it, you know, of course. And then you need to get all the right practitioners and to get the right environment and the right support system. And sometimes that can be tricky to do, but I think one step at a time is
I love what you're saying, and I like that it's the intention is so wonderful to put it out there. But also it sounds like you could also ask yourself, you know, what did I gain from this experience, or what can I gain? And like, even if I'm enduring pain, I can gain the knowledge that I can take on these challenges and I can take on this pain and I will survive. So it sounds like it's really such a useful way to kind of go about setting yourself in a positive mindset. Dr. Diane, where can people find you? We're just running out of time. I want to make sure everyone knows where to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm at drdiane.com, and that's spelled D-R-D-Y-A-N. I also have a MOPTWO page, MOPTWO.com/Dr. Diane, and that has a lot of resources and links for people.
Fantastic.
And then also on Twitter. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this amazing heart-centered conversation. And thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.